We are learning Masechtas Baba Kama, and we are starting the brand new perek, the fifth perek of Masechtas Baba Kama. Zok the Mishnah, Shor Shenoga Kasapara, V'nimtza Ubra B'tzida. We have here a shor, an ox that was Negeach, a para, and killed the para, and you find also a dead Ubar, a dead fetus B'tzida. Maybe he gave birth to this stillborn before the negicha, and therefore it's not the responsibility of the mazik. Or that it was born after the negicha and because of the negicha, and that's why it died. So then you're chayef for the uber. So what's the halacha? Mishalom chatzi nezek lepara. You pay chatzi nezek lepara because we're talking about a tam here. You pay chatzi nezek for the para. And the vlad, we're not sure if it's chatzi nezek or it's pater. So since we're not sure, we split it. Revia nezek levlad, and you pay a quarter of the value of the vlad. V'chein, what about the opposite case? A para, a pregnant para, shenokra is a shar. We're not sure if b'shas the negicha was pregnant or already gave birth before that. What's an afkamina? Because if it's a pregnant para, so then they're both, the vlad and the para, are responsible for the hezek. V'chein para shenokra is a shar. V'nimtza vlad v'tzida, after we define a vlad on the side, here it says there's also a vlad, because it's alive. Before it was killed, we call it an uber. Here, the vlad was born and it was alive. If it was before the negicha was born, and therefore has no shaykhis, it didn't take part in this damage, in this negicha, or it was after the negicha was born. What's the halacha? You pay chatzi nezek from the para. And now the question is, did the vlad do any hezek? So it's a suffix. So you pay revi and nezek min avlad. You pay a quarter nezek min avlad. Which, right now it sounds a little schwer. Why would you pay 75% of the hezek? You only pay chatzi nezek. So why you pay chatzi nezek and revi and nezek? The chur has to be a different way to break this up. We'll see when the Gemara will explain. Akbam, that's two parts of our Mishnah. The first part of the Mishnah is where the nizek, the one who got damaged, was the pregnant para. And they were not sure if the shar damaged the para and not the uber, or the para and the uber. Second case is where the para was one of the mazik, and the shayla is, did the yella take part in that hezek? So we're going to concentrate first on the first part of the Mishnah, but really the truth is that the first Gemara, which talks about Maitzim Echavera Raya and Mamma Mutav Savachalkin, that's really going on both cases. Amar Rav Yehuda Shmuel. This Mishnah is going according to the Shita of Sumchis to Amar, Mamoin Hamutu Vasafik Halkin. According to Sumchis, the Lach is when you have a Safik, you always split it. Avachacham, Avim Chacham argue on this Mishnah, they hold. Zekla Godel Vadin, it's a big klal when it comes, a big rule when it comes to Halacha. Hamaitzi Mechaber al Raya. Whoever's the Maitzi has to bring the Raya. And here, you want money for, let's for example, the Reisha. You want to collect money for your blood? Bring a raya that it was killed by Ayde Shar. As long as you don't bring a raya, you can't collect for the blood. You're not getting paid for the blood. I didn't kill it. It was born before. It was still born before. And you want me to pay after bring a raya? Mashenke and Sofus holds when there's a Safik, Yechalke. Now, the Lashon Chum uses Zek Klal Godol Bedin. What's Lashon Zek Klal Godol? Trying to remind me of something. He's saying it's more than just a regular. If he's just arguing, just say, Chum is saying, what's Zek Klal Godol Bedin? It's rich. It's coming to teach us that filu nizik amabari umazik amashema. Even in a case where the nizik says, for example, in our case, nizik says, I know for sure that you killed that vlad, and the mazik saying, I don't know, I'm not sure. Bring a raya. Still hamoitzim mechaver al raya. Still bring a raya. It means even though the nizik is a bari, still hamoitzim mechaver al raya. So that would be pshat. That cloud god within. Another pshat is will be for a different case. Another pshat is that cloud god within. They were saying that. Hamoitzim mechaver al raya is biklal, is the gave of something else. Inami lichihod itmar hamoicher shor lechaveroi benim tzenachon. Someone sells a shor to his friend, so he sells an ox, and turns out this ox is a nachon. It just loves damaging and kicking and goring, and yet you have to shecht it now. So the shaila is, he says, make a toys. I don't want nachon. I want to use this for years to come to plow my field. Now I have to shecht it, so it's make a toys. And the other one says, no. So Rav Amar raised the Mekach Toys, and therefore you could return it and ask for your money back. In the cases you paid the money already, that's why you're called the Moitzi. In the cases you paid the money, you have the Shar, now you say, oh, the Shar is an Achin, I want to return it. So Rav says the Mekach Toys. Mishmuel Amar, no. Yochel Shiyem Lel Shchita Mechayat Lov. The Meicher could say, I sold to you for Shchita. Now you want to bring a raya that you bought it for plowing. You got to bring a raya to that. That you said something, or you bring a raya to that. So we're first analyze this case. Am I v'nechzi? Let us see. So Rashi explains in Lakute Rashi, which comes from, I think it comes from Sechs Bar Basra, and I think it's a Rashbam, explains like this. He says, what's the case? If this guy is a Oived Adamo, which means he's a farmer, and not a butcher, so obviously if he's buying a shar, he's buying a v'charisha. Because, like he says in the Rashbam over here, they know each other. I'm talking about the two people know each other. If they know each other, so, and you know this guy is a farmer, not a butcher, so when you sell it to him, you know that he's buying it l'radia. And even for Shmuel, it's a mechatoyus. Why? So Lashon Rashbam is, kivin shema kirin ze'ezeh hareki ilu pirish loy masa li'shar l'charisha. It's like he said it beferish. Since everyone knows the score over here, and this guy is a farmer, and you know he's a farmer, so it's ke'ilu he said, I'm buying it for plowing, not for shechting. So v'nechzi, he got the zavon l'radio. If it's a guy who buys it for plowing, he's a farmer, so then there's no chance. It's for sure a mechatoyz. He got the zavon l'chasa, so everyone should agree, it's not a mechatoyz. This guy is a nechsa v'in shchita. This guy is a butcher, so of course he's buying it for shchita. So tomorrow, it's shvicha. The guy brought the zavon l'ha v'l'ha. He's the type of guy, he's both. He's a farmer and a butcher. He's a big businessman. He's best both things. Frankly, well, v'nechzi, a different way of checking it out. See how much money you pay for it. Obviously, you buy a sharp axe, it's much more expensive than a sharp shchita. V'nechzi, either may radio la radio. If it's the money, it's radio, radio. Now, v'nechzi, if it's a shchita, it's a different price. Look at the price. Look how much money you paid. Not arguing how much money they paid. So, right now, the price of basar is the same price. It's the price of buying a shor for shechita is the same price as for plowing. So, right now, the money can't tell. Amri, Samar says, Amri, be lekalosh tu meminei. Samar is another cash. He says, what's the big deal? Big machalik is Rav and Shmuel here. You know, okay, let's say it is a mekhtais. Let's say it's a mekhtais. So, the seller owes back the money, right? So he says, you know what? I owe you money. Here, I'm going to give you the shor instead of money. I'm allowed to give you, the Gemara sounds like, presumably, I'm allowed to give you the shor instead of money. Yeah, I'll give you money. But the Gemara says more than that. If you like the stumine, if he doesn't have any money, any cash, lishkler turi b'zuzi, he should pay, and the buyer should just take the turah, the shor in payment. The Amri Inchi, memori rasvasach pari efra. From someone who owes you money and is not paying you, just take whatever you can get. Take the subim. Now, Tosfos brings from this Gemara that Vaistos, this is different than anything else. He says there's three levels, Tosfos says. If you hire someone to work for you, you have to pay him cash. And even if you don't have cash, you're mechuyev to sell your metalathim to get him cash. By Abachoy, the law is like this. If you have cash, you got to pay back cash. If you don't have cash, you're not mechuyev to sell your metalathim, you could give the metalathim as payment. He says, by Nezikin, there, the law is, you could give, you could give also be a metalathim as well, because of Yoshua Phil Rabbis Phil Subim, I entice you that discusses this. If you have money, I give karka, fear of Huna, and maybe if you other money, I might give metalathim. But the more is like this, if he has no money, the seller, so what's the difference? What's the big place Rabbi Shmuel? If he has no money, he could just pay with the sharp. He has money. And that's what Mechleikus is. Rava Mareis the Mechatoyus. So Rav, now we'll go back to explain Mechleikus. So the case is he has money. He wants his money back. The buyer wants the money back. Here's your shor, give me my money back. The seller is saying, no, it's a good sale. So Rava Mareis the Mechatoyus. Why? Zilba Saruba. Varuba the Inchila Radio who is happening. Most people buy for radio, which is for plowing, not for shechita. Meshmul Amar. I'll tell you, I sold you a shchita. You don't go vasaruba. Kiyaz in vasaruba by Yisura, by Isser. Which means like this. You don't go vasaruba when there is a muchzik. That's what you see from Shmuel. This cloud ain't holchim a mamain achar haroiv. You don't go vasaruba is only when there's a muchzik. So here, the seller is the muchzik. The roiv does not take away the money from the muchzik. Going back to the halach of zeh klal gadol b'din, that's what Shmuel says, teaching us that zeh klal gadol b'din, even makom haroiv, you say, I'm moitzim mechavel raya. Again, here the roiv says that he bought it for radia. Still, Amoisa Mechaver of Raya says, no, Arketaina, you bought it for Shechita. And Mashainke ravels that the Raya is better than the Mokhzik. Because we know, Klal, Ruba of a Chazaka, Ruba Adif. Roy is better than Chazakah. So Rav holds, you go bust the Roy by Mammon, and it's better than, in this case, it's better, the Roy is better than the Chazakah, you go bust the Roy. So that Klal Gal Vadim means, according to Shmuel, what it means is that you go Matzich HaRoy, even Kenegah the Roy. So that's Ad Kan, so far, we learned two pshat in that Klal Gal Vadim. One pshat is that even if it's a Nizik is the Bari, and the Mazik is the Shemba, still, you can't take away from the Mazik. Second, Alok is versus Roy. Now we'll bring a brisa that says clearly that our machlekes is machlekes sumchus in the rabbanon. Taina mahachi shor shenagas apara rabbanim tzeu b'tzida is shor that gored a para, and you found the ubar b'tzida dead. Ve'ena yedeya or ve'ena yedua im actually nacho yaldom shor yaldom. We don't know if it was before the negicha or after the negicha. Meshalim chati nezek lepara or via nezek levlad. The lacha is you pay chati nezek for the para. And you pay a quarter of Lot, because if you killed it, you pay half the Nezek of the Lot. And here you don't know, it's a Safik, you pay a quarter. It's very simple. No. Hamoitzi Mechaveroi Olav Araya. He says, no, it's not true. Hamoitzi Mechaveroi Olav Araya, and therefore, you won't have to pay anything for the Vlad, because you can't bring a right that you don't pay anything for the Vlad. So you see clearly that our Mishnah is Dafkul Fisumchis, and not according to the Rabbanon.